Mizbarach. It is well known there is a machlokes rishonim whether today you're supposed to have a simcha, a suda. It's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos brings two opinions. The Ramah, it's the very last Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch, Ayrachai. The very last Ramah, and the Ramah finishes in a beautiful way. And he says, some people have a suda on Purim cotton. He says that's not the custom, but he says some amarbe a little bit, the toiv leiv mishte tomid. Good heart and mishte tomid, you always have a party, you're always happy to have a mishte, to thank the Rabbeinu Shalalam. So whether or not you have a suda today, but maybe you should be marbe something, lichvoid Purim cotton.
Maybe I'll order a few CDs. I don't know.
Some wine.
Okay, every person, whatever brings them simcha. The main simcha is Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. Learning Torah brings simcha. Sometimes a person even finds himself in a matzav of difficulty. Like David HaMelech says, Lulei Seirascha Sha'ashuyoi. He says, David HaMelech says, I could not have coped with the different sorrows that he was going through. Remember, David HaMelech obviously led a very difficult life, but he says, I could not have coped without Limud Torah. So Limud Torah is the antidote, Be'ezus Hashem, to all difficulties. Every single one of us faces some type of nisyonos here and there. And Torah is the antidote. Torah allows us to connect with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that really is the ultimate simcha, and that really is the theme of Purim. They were makabel Torah again, kimu v'kiblu, they were makabel Torah afresh. Okay, we saw a sugya yesterday, we got all the way to the two dots. We need to be very clear in this sugya before we embark on learning these tosfosim. Remember, we had a machlokes tanoim between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Can you do netilas yodayim with yain? Good morning, Reb Nachum.
Good morning, Rabbi. Sorry.
I was just checking. You're still sober?
Yes.
Purim saying it's Purim cotton. We're worried with all that sitting in the kitchen there. We're not sure what's going on there.
Only the children get drunk. Only the children get drunk because it's Purim cotton.
Purim cotton. Yeah, but he's still young. Nachum's still young.
Only after Shir we start drinking. After Shir.
Oh, it's only after Shir. Okay, fine.
After Shir.
Okay, Rabbi Leo David, we'll have to tell a joke because it's Purim cotton?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, because it's Purim cotton. There are three people comparing their rabbi, a local shul rabbi, and one of them says, you know, our rabbi is unbelievable. He's unbelievable. You speak to him on Friday night, and you ask him, what's the Shabbos morning drosha going to be about? And he's got no idea. He's got absolutely no idea what the drosha is going to be about. And every week, Shabbos morning, he gets up and he gives a whole drosha. It's unbelievable. You asked him the night before, he had no idea what he's going to talk about. The second one says, nah, that's nothing. Our Rav, if you ask him on Shabbos morning, before davening, what are you going to speak about? He's got no idea what he's going to talk about. No clue what he's going to talk about. And he gets up after davening, a whole drosha. Unbelievable. The third one said, nah, that's nothing. Our Rav, even during the drosha, he's got no idea what he's talking about. Okay, back to our subject. Says the Eiliger Gemara, we had a machlekes, Rebbe Lozo, and the Chachamim. Are you allowed to do netilas yodayim with yayin? The first opinion was Rebbe Lozo and says, yes, you can, open parenthesis, either having added the water or not having added the water, but either way, you are allowed to do netilas yodayim with wine. Opinion number one. Opinion number two was that of the Chachomim, and the Chachomim said, no, you cannot do netilas yodayim with maim, with yayin, period. Why not? This was the big subject of Hefsed Oichlin. Those were the two opinions. Then came along the Gemara. The Gemara brought the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel says you can do whatever you like with bread. sounds like he's not concerned at all with Hefsed Oichlin, to which the Gemara said, it would seem to be that he's going with the opinion of Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza says you can do Netilas Yodayim with Yain. That would seem to be in fitting with Shmuel, who says you can do whatever you like with bread. So far, it would seem to be fairly understandable. Then the Gemara said, there are a number of halachas with regard to pas. You can't throw it, you can't put meat on it, etc., etc., etc. Then we saw halacha about, are you allowed to throw food? We saw a little bit of a stira. One brisa says that you can't throw pas, but you can throw food. And another brisa says you cannot throw food. And the Gemara said it all depends on one thing. Will the food be spoiled or will not be spoiled? If it will be mim'is, the food will become repulsed, then in Achnami, do not throw it. And if it will not become repulsed, then you can throw it. And it turns out, therefore, there is no stira between the two brises. And finally, the Gemara brought a halacha with regard throwing food. The chosn and kala, is there a difference in the winter and the summer? Will it land on a muddy road, etc., etc., etc.? Now, let's come look, have a look at this Tosfos. Kaman, we're going to go to the Tosfos, the long Tosfos. Kaman Ozla Ha Da Oma Shmuel Kirabeleza. Lechoira Mashma, says Tosfos, why are we equating the opinion of Shmuel with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? We're saying, whose opinion does Rabbi Eliezer follow? And we're saying it's, whose opinion does Shmuel follow? And we're saying it's Rabbi Eliezer. Why are we equating the two? Lechoira Mashma, Lechoira, it would be Mimai Da Omar, it is that which Rabbi Eliezer said, Noitlin, etc., etc. Because Rabbi Eliezer said you are allowed to be noitel your yodaim, you can wash your hands with wine. It would seem to be, therefore, he holds there is no issue of hefsed oichlin. It would seem to be that's what Shmuel holds as well, and that's why we are equating the two opinions. Says Tosfos v'teima. This is very problematic. We, for the moment, are putting Shmuel and Reb Elazar all in the same bracket. Shmuel says you could do whatever you like, all your needs you could do with pas. And Reb Elazar says you can do Netilas Yodayim with Yain. So it would seem to be that they are all in the same bracket. Says Tosfos v'teima. Domrinon b'perek v'matoimnin. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Eimer da'oma Shmuel, when did Shmuel say that you're allowed to do whatever you want with pas? Only b'midi deloy mim'is. Only with something that will not become spoiled. But b'midi de mim'is, the something that will become spoiled, mi'oma? Question mark. Did he say such a thing, quote unquote? That is the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara in Shabbos, now this is why Rabbi Yisrael have to be very clear in the sugya. The distinction that the Gemara brought in our sugya in Brochas between something which becomes spoiled as opposed to something that does not, the Gemara in Shabbos says that that very distinction is said in the opinion of Shmuel himself. So Rabbi Yisrael, I hope everybody is sober and holding cop over here. Shmuel offered the following statement. You're allowed to do whatever you like with bread. Tosfos has just shown us that that statement needs to be seriously qualified. Because it turns out that when Shmuel said you can do whatever you like with pas, it doesn't mean literally whatever you like. There is a huge condition attached. And what is that? It has to be that the food is not spoiled. But if the food is spoiled, then he does not allow you to do your srochim with pas. So Rabbi Yisai, everybody should really have guessed now the obvious question. When you do Netilas Yodayim with wine, do we all agree that the wine will definitely get spoiled? It's going to spill all over the floor and will never, ever be usable. So is it really fair to say that Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar go in the same bracket? They don't go in the same bracket at all. If Rabbi Elazar allowed you to pour wine over your hands and doesn't care about Hefzad Eichlin, what is he in fact teaching us? Not only am I not concerned with Hefzad Eichlin, I'm not even concerned if it is mimis, if the food gets spoiled. And yet Shmuel, as is evident in the Gemara in Shabbos, is concerned when the food gets spoiled. So how can you equate the two opinions?
Like the Chachamim.
If anything, maybe it's like the Chachamim. The Chachamim said you cannot do Netilas Yodayim with Yayin. Maybe they in fact hold like Shmuel, that yes, you are allowed to do your Tzrochim with Pas, but not if the food gets spoiled. So why on earth is Shmuel being equated with Rabbi Elazar? Had we not known the Gemara in Shabbos that Tosfos just quoted, then of course we would have understood our Gemara makes a lot of sense. But once Tosfos has pointed us in the direction of the Gemara Shabbos, all of a sudden we see that Shmuel himself also makes this crucial distinction between will the food get spoiled or not. There's Tosfos, ve'im kein, if that's the case, heichi moikim lo, ha'da Shmuel k'Rabbi Elazar. How can you possibly establish Shmuel to be holding like Rabbi Elazar? D'ha yayin, because wine is a midi demimis. We all admit, we all understand that wine definitely gets spoiled, b'netilas yodayim. Uba midi demimis, and with anything that gets spoiled, moide Shmuel. Shmuel was the first one to admit that you cannot do so. And yet Rabbi Elazar says, you can do so. So how on earth can you put Shmuel in the same bracket as Rabbi Elazar? End of question. Question number two, v'oid kasha. Remember, Shmuel is an Amora. The Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar are Tanoim. So if we wanted to know, we have a machloikas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, who does the halacha follow? Well, if Shmuel is an Amora, then l'chayra, whatever he tells us is in fact the psak halacha. He's clearly taking a stance. And he's telling you, of these two opinions in the Tanoim, I paskin the following. So based on our Gemara, when the Gemara says that Shmuel goes together with Rabbi Elazar, do we all agree that it sounds like in our Gemara that Shmuel is telling you halacha k'Rabbi Elazar? Says Tosfos, dehocha mashma de'ein halacha k'Shmuel. Why not? Midamoiki lo k'Rabbi Elazar. We have a rule, Rabbi say, that if you have a machloikas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, who would the opinion, who would the halacha follow?
Chachamim.
We always have the principle, Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So, if we have a machloikas, Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar, surely the halacha is like the Chachamim. Now, Shmuel's opinion, the Gemara is tying up with Rabbi Elazar. Well, if the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, then one and one is two. If Shmuel tells us an opinion which the Gemara matches up with Rabbi Elazar, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, rather it's like the Chachamim, then that l'chayra leaves us with the inescapable conclusion that the halacha is not like Shmuel. Because Shmuel is siding with the Tana, whose opinion we do not follow, Lahalacha. Says Taisves, the Hocha Mashma. Over here, the implication in the Gemara is the Ein Halacha Kashmuel. It would seem to be that we do not follow Shmuel's Halacha. Why? Midden Mukila Kerbalaza? Because he's established, he's placed in the same bracket as Rebalaza. Ubaperek Shani debatesa. Now Taisus brings us another Gemara in Beitza, Ka'oma. There the Gemara says, Stoma de Gemara. Stoma means the Gemara just says it's Stam, which if your Gemara says something Stam, it means that's the Halacha. Do Sufli, Lechiyusa, Beyomtev, De Metaltalilon, Lohu, Agav Rifta, Kashmuel. It says the Sufli Lechiyusa, I'm not sure exactly what that is. It says you're allowed to move it on Yom Tov together with bread. You're going to put this food, I think it is, on the bread. And the Gemara says, yes, that follows Shmuel. Ah, mashma, the kaimelon kevosei. So the Gemara in Beitzah just brings Shmuel's opinion, bestam, doesn't quote any opposing opinion. So what does it sound like in the Gemara in Beitzah? But the halacha is like Shmuel. It's the only opinion brought there. And yet our Gemara puts Shmuel together with Reb Elazar, which would seem to indicate that the halacha is not like Shmuel. So we have a steer between the Gemaras. So these are the two questions that Tosfos is asking. Number one, how can you put Shmuel and Reb Elazar in the same bracket? Surely Reb Elazar is not concerned even with something that becomes spoiled, and yet Shmuel is. So that's not the same opinion at all. Question number two, if you do put Shmuel with Reb Elazar, then surely the opinion does not follow Shmuel at all. And yet the Gemara and Beitzah seem to say that it does. Says Tosfos, V'yesh loimah. D'hocha, we have to now reinterpret the Gemara. D'hocha loy ka'omar. Elo, what the Gemara means over here is Le Divrei Rabbi Elezer De Sovar Lo Kishmuel Va'adifa Mine Koma. Tosfos is telling us a tremendous chidush in Pshat. But the Gemara actually never means to state that Shmuel is the identical opinion of Reb Elazar. That's not what the Gemara means. When our Gemara says, whose opinion does this follow? And the Gemara said, Shmuel and Reb Elazar is the same. So Tosfos, it doesn't mean it's exactly the same. What does it mean? Tosfos added two words. Va'adifa minei ka'omar. Reb Elezer's opinion is Shmuel plus. It's better than Shmuel. Meaning, Shmuel says you can do your tzrochim with pas, but there's a qualification in the Gemara and Shabbos, and he says it's only if the food is not spoiled. Reb Elezer is a super Shmuel. Reb Elazar also holds you can do all your tzrochim with pas. Even not that, he adds, even if it is mimis. So Reb Elazar's opinion is Shmuel plus. It's a super Shmuel. The Gemara does not mean, this is what Tosfos bin Machadosh, the Gemara does not mean to equate Reb Elazar and Shmuel absolutely. The Gemara means to say that Reb Elazar is based on Shmuel's principle, which is that in a broad sense, Hefsad Oichlin is not an issue. So in that respect, they all are on the same page. From there on in, they diverge. Shmuel holds that there is a qualification only if the food does not get spoiled. Reb Elazar doesn't hold to that. Reb Elazar says, even if the food does get spoiled. And that's what it means, says Tosfos, Va'adifa minei ka'omar. he holds even more than Shmuel. Why is it more? Shematir afilu hecha demim is. He permits hefsed oichlin even if the food gets spoiled. Veloy nochas kan, and the Gemara only intended over here, elo lefarish ta'amo derbeloza. All the Gemara meant to do was to explain the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, but it didn't literally mean to equate absolutely Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. Could it be rational, as we've explained? So therefore, how have we answered the kashas? What was kasha number one? Kasha number one was, it sounds like in our sugya that Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel are being equated, but we know from elsewhere that it's not the same opinion at all. So Tosfos has answered that very neatly. You're right, we never said it's the same opinion. All we said was that it's a similar opinion. Where's the similarity? Because they both essentially hold that hefsed oichlin is permitted. But that's where the similarity ends. Shmuel then insists that's only when the food does not get spoiled. Rabbi Elazar says, even if the food does get spoiled. But the Gemara never intended really to equate them. What was the second question? If Shmuel goes with Rabbi Elazar, surely the halacha is not like Shmuel, and yet elsewhere we say the halacha is like Shmuel. The answer is, once again, we never equated Shmuel with Rabbi Elazar absolutely. We just said that generally they're the same. If Shmuel would be absolutely tied up with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, well, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar is the minority opinion. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, so in turn we don't pass like Shmuel. But we never said Shmuel is the same as Rabbi Elazar. We just said generally they're the same. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisai. Can you throw about oichlin? Can you do whatever you want with oichel if it's going to be mim'is, if it's going to be spoiled? So according to Tosfos, no, you can't. That's true. That is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar would allow it, but that's the minority opinion. In fact, look immediately now at the next line of Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ubahag, that's the great Rishon, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Omar, the halacha karabonon dahocha. The halacha, in fact, follows the rabbonon, not Rabbi Elazar. Can you do netilas yodayim with yain? The answer is no, you cannot. The halacha nami kashmul, and halacha follows like Shmuel as well. The chiyikama Shmuel, because indeed, when Shmuel said that you can do your tzrachim with pas, as we stated before, honey, milly, that only applies, but midi de loy mimis, only if the food does not get spoiled. Aval midi de mimis loy. So according to the Bahag, what do we pass on halacha lemaisa? That you hefsed oichlin is an issue if the food gets spoiled. Remember, Rabbi Yisai, we said yesterday, we discussed the shaila, can this kindergarten teacher, can she give all the children rice, which they're going to then color and make a whole design from? So according to the Bahag, l'chayra, she would not be allowed to do so because that's going to spoil the food. If they want to play a game of, for argument's sake, throwing the rice on the floor, in theory, if they're then going to pick it up and eat it afterwards, then even though maybe it's a bezayin, but maybe that would be mutter because the food is not being spoiled. But if you're going to color it and put paint all over it such that it's no longer edible, l'chayra, it would be osser according to the Bahag. Whether this is halacha l'maisa, we will soon see. Carry on, Tosfos, the next line. Udaloi kepirish Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, the Bach changes, it's not Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, sheposak, daloi kashmuel. The Bahag has just told us the halacha is like Shmuel. But Rabbeinu Tam, or according to the Bach, it's actually Rabbeinu Chananel, posak, deloy kashmuel. Why? Midamoy ki lo kereb Elazar. Because of that kasha that we asked before, if you put Shmuel together with Reb Elazar, then Shmuel is knocked out. So Tosafot says it's not true, as I've already explained. Elo vaday kaim along ka Shmuel. We do hold like Shmuel, says Tosafot. Kada pirashnu. The imkain, it would turn out. Muta lismoy hakaora bapas. You would be allowed, therefore, to lean the bowl on a pass, on bread, hecha deloy mimis, as long as the food does not get spoiled. So Tosfos definitely seems to be leaning very heavily in the direction, the way the Bahag paskind, that we make a distinction lahalocha because we follow the opinion of Shmuel. So therefore, if you want to put your bowl of food on bread for whatever reason, even though you might consider it maybe disrespectful to the bread, but it would be mutter, as long as the food will not become spoiled. And when Shmuel says you can do all your tzrochim bepas, it turns out that's true, but there is a tanai. And the tanai is the food doesn't get spoiled. The Yesh Oimrim, some say, says Tosfos, the tzorich la'ochloi achakach, that you have to be particular to eat the food immediately afterwards, just clearly to demonstrate that you're not trying to ruin the bread.
You have to eat it immediately after what?
After putting the bowl on the bread.
Oh, okay.
Tosafot has told you're allowed to put a bowl on bread because it doesn't spoil it. Okay, let's see you eat the bread. If now the bread has all become squashed because you put a heavy bowl of soup on it and then you don't eat it, then well, clearly you have spoiled it after all. Says Tosafot in conclusion, very interesting. V'yesh noyagim, some have the custom, lechoil daisa bepas. What's daisa? Porridge.
Cereal.
Some would have the custom to eat cereal with pas, hoil va'oichlin ha'pas acharkach. Meaning, if you dip your bread into porridge, now what have you just done to your bread? You made it all soggy. Says Tosafot, says, yeah, but some do that. Why are they not concerned? Because they're planning on eating the bread. So that's not, in their opinion, spoiling the bread. Because I actually want to have a meal of bread dipped into porridge.
They like it that way.
That's the preference. Avol says Tosafos, the Masechta Sofrim Oisroi. But in the Masechta Sofrim, it says you should not do that. Why? Because what does it say there? Domino Masechta Sofrim, Ein Oichlin, Oichel Ba Oichel. Don't put one food with another, meaning in a way that it'll get spoiled. Ela im kein hoya oichlon bevas achas, unless you are literally eating it in one go.
Like a Hillel sandwich.
Like a Hillel sandwich. If you make a sandwich and you put your tuna on your bread, then I think we would all agree that's not called you spoil the bread. That's the taste of the bread that you want. V'shemo hahi deloy kashmul. Maybe that does not follow the opinion of Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, you can do all your needs with bread. So are you allowed to dip your bread in your soup, Rabbi Yisai? Halacha Maisa. So according to the Yishnoi game, it would be mutter, but maybe the Masechta Sofer would answer it.
What about Shabbos? We can't do it on Shabbos.
It is rejecting
that. Bishalach Afir.
Yeah.
So this Be'ezet Hashem would have to look up in Shulchan Aruch. We do have one or two more tests to do. Okay, we have to hold it over here. But Be'ez Hashem will do these 1, 2, 3, 4 Tosfosim, and then Be'ez Hashem will see some Shulchan Aruch. Very important for us to see how we pass in all of this halacha lemaisa.
Rav, it seems like the only example the Gemara is giving of making bread repulsive is getting it wet. Even the case of putting the bowl on, it's not a question of squishing the bread. It's a question of whatever is in the bowl pouring over and getting it wet. Correct?
That was a lashon of Rashi. Correct. Although we did see with regard to throwing fruit, But if it gets squashed, that's a problem, even though it's not getting soggy or damp. But so it could be. So if you put something on bread and it just gets squashed, yeah, maybe that won't be an issue. The issue would be the pouring over, and then it gets soggy, then you'd render it inedible.
Right. Okay.
Mitzvah Hashem, we'll take this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Okay. Mishkoach.
Oh.